Feb. The Pigeon Show on Radio Refab.
Now, we have in the studio the ever so lovely, the very, very talented, and the radiant to boot, Phoebe Grant. Hello.
Hello, hello.
How on earth are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, you're looking very well.
Thank you.
And I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.
Good.
And it's just so great that you popped in, because last week, I mean, this is probably a first for the show.
Mm.
Last week was the first time we ever played one of your tracks.
Mm.
And now you're in.
I know.
But so, you know, thank you for taking our call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I don't know who it was from the producers behind me who obviously, they obviously worked their magic, because
they
got you in.
And here we are.
So what did they promise you? Was it phenomenal?
It was great. It couldn't have been better. And here we are.
Well, you don't seem disappointed. Here we are. And I'm glad you're not scared of heights, because we are 17 floors up.
That's very lucky.
In this wobbly tower they call Reverb. So what's going on? Thank you for sending Anna Hatter the track. I did say in the intro when you, before, I think you were in the green room, what I would find out straight away, what does that mean?
Mm. So Anna Hatter is the heart chakra. And I found it to be a very important thing to explore these different chakras in the system to create music, really. And so when I first started writing music, I found that the heart chakra was the first one that I wanted to work with. And that's what it was. It was all about how I could open the heart and what that felt like to sing a song and write a song. And that's what it came to be.
And that's the beauty in there. Because it really resonates, that song. It's stunning.
Oh, thank you so
much. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
And, you know, I rather ignorantly said, is this off a EP album? You know, what else happened in that? And he said, no, this is the one track we produced from the session.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. So you literally is the first single, the first song, the first track.
Exactly. First Beautiful. Song I've ever created in this way, which is so exciting.
And the first one you got into a studio and down and done.
Exactly.
So who did you work with on this?
So I worked with an amazing musician and producer called Kaylee Woods.
Yeah.
And he was someone that I was following for a good while and always knew that I wanted to work with him. And then we connected last year, and then he supported me with some sessions where he helped me with songwriting and a little bit of music as well, and then decided to actually start creating music together.
Oh, how brilliant.
Yeah.
Did it take a little while for you to sort of, you know, work in under the skin and go, actually, I'd love to work with you? Or was it
was an instant knowing.
I love that.
It was just such a full body yes feeling kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Exactly.
So this is something that I never quite get, because I'm not a talented musician and I don't understand. But what did you feel personally that he brought out of you in that recording session that you possibly couldn't have done on your own? Because that, for me, is that little bit of ingredient, that little bit of woofle dust that they sprinkle.
Yeah, he was just so calming and so relaxing to be around, and then it made me feel like I was just hanging out with a friend in their living room and just playing around with music, and it was just such an organic, natural experience, and it didn't really feel scary, which was so important, knowing that this is the first time I'm doing these kind of things. And that's, he kind of brought out that feeling of ease for me, which meant that I was able to create something that felt really like me and not like I was trying to create something that wasn't.
And also something that wasn't always like him.
Yeah, it was my own sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Which he brought out, which he understood and got from you. So there's a real skill set in the producer, isn't
there? Totally, because he created the first demo that I had sent over to him, and then hearing his version of it was one experience to hear, which was very exciting, hearing him play my own song.
Yeah.
And then I sent some notes back and said, I'm loving this, but this is how I want to go with that. And he was just like, yeah, great, let's just do it like this. And then it was just super fun and this amazing project that we created together.
And did it feel instantly, wow, so cool to be in the studio?
Yeah.
So you basically feel you've arrived, right?
Yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
really,
I can imagine.
Really nerve-wracking and like a completely new experience. And I guess it's that feeling of a good friend of mine who's also a musician always says that I always sing like I've got a bedroom voice, in the sense of being like I'm just singing to myself and very quietly.
Yeah.
So I was so used to singing with my bedroom voice when it came to actually getting there.
Yeah.
And so realizing about having to project and what it the difference in how I kind of had to alter my voice to the actual sound of that space was very different compared to live performances that I've done as well. So
yeah,
every time it's just a new way of learning how to use the voice.
And it's not just, because I always think there's three, I always think there's either the writing or the recording mm-hmm. or the performing live.
Yeah.
But actually there's more than that. There's different spaces as well, aren't there? The spaces in between.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it's not, there's subtleties within all of those three things.
Yeah.
And collaborative writing is a completely different thing.
Yes.
Not that I would know, and not I don't know if you've tried it.
Yeah, yes. Recently, I have been a couple of friends, which has been really fun and very different. And feels like a really cool thing to do, to kind of tell a story that wouldn't necessarily be my own, but working with someone else's experience through storytelling in a song.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing to experience in itself.
And they often say with writing, I mean, look at the Americans with their writing, they always have teams of writers
exactly.
on everything, don't they? And that must be for a reason. You either feed off each other, or you're inspired by each other, or you're spurned on by each other, or there's something in the room that becomes more than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bigger than you would have produced, if you know what I mean. It's like you grow this thing together.
Yeah.
And I guess that must be the same with some collaborative songwriting.
It totally is. It feels like it's very energetic. And that's what I've really found with some of the songs that I'm creating, is that when I'm really in that zone, it feels more like I'm actually receiving music and ideas from a place that I can't understand. And then when I'm in a collaborative space with someone else, we're both having that feeling, which feels really profound and very magical.
I love that.
So it's very exciting.
We had a really funny moment in me about 5 minutes ago, because I was just listening to you and I said, you know, you'd love these guys, Scott and Maria.
Yes.
Honestly, seriously. And you're laughing your head off. I said, no, seriously, you would love Scott and Maria. He goes, I know Scott and Maria.
I love them. They're my friends.
And it was the first thing that sprung to mind when I saw you and heard you sing. I was like, Scott and Maria, you'd love these guys.
Oh,
so that really, that is good. You see, that's where spirits need to come together, right?
Yeah.
They find each other.
Yes.
Boom.
Exactly.
Do you want to find your guitar?
Yes.
Because I'm so conscious. I would love you to be here for 2 hours and we could just chat and
let's
then you play. But I just suddenly realised, I want you to play.
Okay, let's do it.
What are you going to play live?
So I'm going to play a little song called Home to You. And this song, yeah, I sort of wrote, this was one of the first songs that I wrote with Kaylee, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of just about the idea of being on my own journey and kind of being hopeful about love, I suppose, really. A classic tale.
Love it. Folks, Phoebe Grant.
Winding roads have many twists and turns. Wanna get onto the straight and narrow. I've been traveling alone for the longest time. Heart sunken, eyes filled up with sorrow. But I see it's you I'm paving my way for. Didn't know it then, but now I do. Will I meet you by the next corner? If you just show me a sign, it might see me through. Right home to you. Home to you, home to you. This broken treehouse made it through the strongest winds. Wanna fix it up out of the shadows. It's been collecting the dust from those fickle-minded times. Now I'm gonna sweep away the webs and see what follows. But I see it's you I'm paving my way for. Didn't know it then, but now I do. Will I meet meet you by the next corner. If you just show me a sign, it might see me through right home to you, home to you, home to you. Tell what's around the corner. Can you tell me if I'm getting warmer? Home to you, home to you. Can you point me in the right direction to the object of my affection? Home to you, home to you, home to you. To you, home to you.
Oh man, are you kidding? That is beautiful.
Thank
folks,
you.
That is Phoebe Grant. Home to you. I have never heard that.
No.
So it's a. I'm like kind of like what? So it's beautiful.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Beautiful. Hello. How many tracks have you got in your canon?
Probably.
Because I'm hungry for these tracks now. Are you kidding? We've only got one to play as soon as you leave. You know. Well, we might have to cut these up and then start playing the live session ones.
Oh wow.
Baby, yeah. What do you think?
Oh yeah.
Well, with your permission, obviously.
Of course.
Clearly, but this is stunning. So. I mean, how long have you been doing the song of songwriter singing thing? Is it kind of a new thing for you? Is it like relatively? I mean, the last couple of years. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you've always, you know, loved music and played and sang.
Yeah.
But this part of the journey, this is relatively new.
This is super new, brand spanking.
Wow.
I know. Pretty crazy feeling. Always been into music. Always been into singing ever since I was really young, and I guess it's now just been a massive journey of. Getting to know who I am and building my confidence and self-worth, self-love, like it all really ties into it with the voice journey.
Totally.
And now I'm at a point of readiness to be like, let's just show people this. And it doesn't have to be this big, scary, embarrassing, awkward thing.
Get out of that room.
Leave.
Get out of the bedroom voice.
No one wants it.
No one needs it.
Exactly.
And boom.
Yeah.
Let the world know.
Exactly.
And it kind of dovetails in with your work anyway, doesn't it?
A bit.
Because tell us about your work.
Yes. So I am a birth and postnatal doula. And I'm also a massage therapist as well. So what I found is that singing and music sometimes naturally comes into the treatments that I give, as well as potentially during the birth space when I'm supporting clients have babies.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That is gorgeous. Do they know this is going to happen, by the way?
Surprise!
You suddenly go, long! They're like, easy girl, easy. Yeah. I'm trying to give birth here, man.
Now's not the time.
Now is not the time. Now that is beautiful. What a gorgeous image. I did not know that. Okay. And what about, and with the massage as well?
Yeah. How I tie that in.
Singing and music.
So it's a bit of a mix of deep tissue work that I do as well as energy healing.
That
and then
beautiful.
It kind of feels, it's a very intuitive experience that I like to give, and the voice is something that I incorporate and use. And a lot of people give very interesting feedback about it. And it's a really wonderful thing to be able to use to support people.
Do you enter some sort of almost trance yourself in this kind of space?
Yeah.
And are you singing sometimes... just, you know, off the cuff, like on the hoof, if you like,
is
necessarily.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Are you literally just letting it flow and open up?
Totally. Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of what I mean with the intuitive.
That's super spiritual.
Side of things. Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's me that's doing it. And a lot of the time it's just oohs and ahs, but it's, I can feel what they need to hear to kind of support their body with whatever they need to
work with. That is so beautiful. I'm you know, I love this. I love finding out this sort of stuff, and you know, because I did not know that about you, and it's just really lovely. How do people find out about you before we go any further? Because you know, I was thinking people might want to know.
They might want to know.
Yeah.
So I am on Instagram. My name is The Healing Sister.
The Healing Sister.
The Healing Sister UK.
Got it.
And I've got a little website as well. And yeah, and I'm also on Spotify with my first song release, Anahata, which is actually on all platforms, all streaming platforms.
I tell you what, why don't we play that now?
Let's do it.
So I'm going to play the recorded version. Is that
wonderful.
All right?
Wonderful.
Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, folks, Phoebe Grant, Anahata. Take it away. Do you know what? That would be so, so good. Almost like a movie soundtrack, mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Thank you.
I can hear a bit of Killing Eve in there, even though, you know, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. I feel that. It does have a little bit of a cinematic...
It's dark, yeah. But it's moody and
glowy.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Mike Garrett's just been in touch. He goes, a bit late to the party here today, Pete. What's this? Well, this, my friend, is this, Phoebe Grant. That was a pre-record track, Anahata. So, yes, we were talking about collaborations, etc., and people that you've met, and bizarrely, or not so, you know Scott and Maria. Mm. Have you thought about collaborating with them?
I mean,
do they know this?
Well, it's been a while since we've spoken about it, but I know that Maria and I have spoken about the idea of creating something together, which would be so lovely.
That would be so good.
Yeah, she's very inspiring. They were one of the first medicine musicians that I actually went to see and just totally fell in love with.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Medicine musicians. You see?
Yeah.
Now I'm learning.
There you have it.
You see, every day's a school day.
Yeah.
Okay, would I know anyone else? Is there other folk in the local area?
In the area? There was Lucy Wilde. I don't know if you know Lucy Wilde.
Yeah.
She's someone.
Yeah,
she's a medicine musician who was actually a singing teacher of mine in Brighton as well. So there's that sort that same sort of glowy feel.
Yes.
The word glowy, for some reason, is sort of coming up.
Bring in the glow.
You know, we love it.
Nothing wrong with a glow?
No.
What do you think? What would you love to do with Scott and Maria?
I would love to create a song and to be able to perform it potentially at some of the festivals that we go to specifically.
Ooh, yeah.
Which are quite, the conscious festivals, those sort of spaces, sober festivals that have quite a spiritual edge to them.
Name a couple.
Medicine Festival is one of them. Love Jam is another one. Those are the top ones that I've been to, my favourites.
And where are they?
Medicine is near Reading, I believe. Love Jam was in Tunbridge Wells last year, was more in Glastonbury this year.
Okay.
But they're great, really wonderful spaces to be in, especially for upcoming people who want to sing and be musicians. It's a very warm and loving space to help people grow.
And interesting how they're sober, so dry, completely alcohol free.
Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
And
it's almost like a justification, an ease. Mm. You know, there's no peer pressure, there's nothing, you can just be.
Yeah, exactly. It's so gentle and so soft, and everyone's so lovely, and there's just a different energy to it compared to other festivals I've been to where there are, you know, there's a different vibe going on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But you can find your tribe,
totally.
But this sounds like. This is your tribe.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it totally is. It's a really wonderful community of people that are just so encouraging and loving and warm, and it's really helped me to get off my feet.
Oh,
and
that's so good.
Share.
It's like a massive big hug.
A huge one.
Yeah.
A big, big cuddle.
Well, that's important, you know, especially if, I don't know how long you've been in town in Brighton and stuff, but if you've, you know, only been here a few years and you're looking around and you need that kind of support and you need that kind of, you're on that journey, but you're not sure if you're on this journey on your own.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're not
part of it. No, there are so many people that are so loving and want to help and want to support each other, and everyone wants everyone to win and succeed, which is the thing.
There's
not that one-upmanship sort of feeling. Yeah.
And they're bringing out the creativity as well, as well as the love, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Talking of which, would you like to play another song?
Yeah.
You're still holding that guitar, which gives me,
I've got it in my hands.
Great hope. how many songs do you feel comfortable that you've written, and, you know, like if you were to play an open mic or a session, and someone said you got 30 minutes, would that be, you'd go, okay.
Maybe 5 or 6 songs.
Yeah, that's cool.
And many to revisit that I know that I'd love to work on more.
Yeah.
5 seems like a good solid number of them.
Got to start somewhere.
We must.
Well, we've only got room for 3 today.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's this track?
This is called Woman, this song.
Anything we need to know?
It's really about my journey of discovering my womanhood.
There you go, folks. What else did you want to know?
No.
Take it away, Phoebe Grant.
Okay. Woman, she is me, blossoming into who I meant to be. The holy waters I drank in Avalon quenched my thirst for what I'd been searching for all along. Am I a fire-breathing dragon or a pure maiden dressed in white? I'm honoring the feminine in all ways that she delights. with the power of Sekhmet and the compassion of Kuan Yin. Goddess, guide me, hold me, love me while I'm journeying. Hey, hey, yo. 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 Whispers and planted seeds lead me right where I am supposed to be. I'm weaving back the mysteries from long forgotten souls. It is part of our inner history and what we've always known. I am practicing the ancient art of ritualistic bliss by inviting back what has been lost and celebrate its sacredness. Hey, hey, yo. 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 Gonna shed another layer of my skin, reflecting on the times that I have been a seedling into a sprout. She was a child, I am a woman, a woman, a woman.
That is so, so good. Absolutely beautiful. Going out with a crash. Brilliant. Phoebe Grant with a track called Woman. Lovely messages flooding in. Annie listening in Ho says, she sounds fab. What a beautiful voice. I know. Seriously. A lovely message in from Dan from North London, it says. Oh, wow. Phoebe is amazing. Such a stunning voice. Folks, you know, this is where it's at, my boy. You know, seriously. If you want to hear more Phoebe Grant, quickly, what's the best way for people to find you? Musically,
Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
And available on all streaming platforms, my
all
first song.
Streaming platforms. Thanks. We will put this little bit up on Audio Boom as we do every session. This will be repeated on Friday. And before that, if you can't wait, we'll put it up on Mixcloud so you can do a little play again kind of thing, like a iPlayer Lite, if you will. In the meantime, Phoebe, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
having
me. It's
been an absolute delight and joy. Mm. And please keep on doing what it is you're doing.
Thank you, I will.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And next time you get to see Kaylee, get us another track.
I will do. Okay. Yeah. Thanks so much,
you're the best. Thank you so much.
So much love. Thank you.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.